You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
To the Middle East now. The difficult-to-cover violence and civil war inside Syria over the past 2 years has produced a very easy-to-see humanitarian refugee crisis on the Syrian borders. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has been visiting the Islahiya refugee camp on the Turkey-Syrian border today, one camp among many, the only safe place right now for hundreds of thousands of Syrians escaping the deadly violence.
I'm shocked and saddened and even angry at this human tragedy. After 21 months, more than 40,000 people have been killed.
The Secretary General called once again for mercy amidst this carnage.
I appeal to all sides once again, and particularly Syrian government, stop the violence in the name of humanity.
But signs of merciless hardship are everywhere in the border refugee camps. On the line is Dr. Louie Al-Khattab, who just returned from an aid mission to Turkey with the Syrian American Medical Society. Dr. Al-Khattab, is the devastation you have seen likely to go on for decades, like, say, the situation for the Palestinians? Or is it more temporary, as was the case after the U.S. invasion of Iraq?
Well, John, unfortunately, this is very difficult to tell. I can tell you that the immediate need is absolutely devastating. When you see families who have potentially lost their sole providers, or families who are dealing with members who will be forever disabled and yet have no means to even attend to their immediate needs. Now, I can only imagine if the crisis, or the longer the crisis goes on, the long-term problems and the massive need over the many years to come is just incredible.
So you are seeing in the faces of people, in the displacements of families, and in the wounded and dead, permanent impacts from what's gone on over the last 2 years.
There's permanent impact and definite damage from every aspect.
What do you think is the most urgent response from the United Nations that would have an impact?
Well, as a physician, what I have seen that the healthcare needs for a lot of the wounded and a lot of the displaced families is tremendous. We're coming on to a winter season, and many of these people don't have a place to stay, let alone to get clinical and medical care. Many of the injuries that we've seen are, as you've mentioned, are permanent. And a lot of them are getting complicated by problems of infection, lack of antibiotics, lack of a safe place to be, let alone to treat the wounded people. And on the two fronts of shelter and medical care, this is where I see the most urgent need at this point.
The Syrians, for really most of the last decade, have watched instability in Iraq. They've certainly seen the instability going on between the Israelis and Palestinians, and then, of course, observed everything that took place during the Arab Spring. And for the longest time, felt as though they had been spared everything they'd been seeing on the other side of their border. What is the sense of demoralization on the part of Syrians, understanding that this has really come home in a way to the Syrians, perhaps worse than anything they've ever seen?
John, this is a very interesting question, and I got to give you an honest answer. I think there's two aspects to this. The most different thing about the issue in Syria right now, that you are dealing with a government and its own people, as opposed to two different ends to the conflict. So when we say demoralization, I think from that aspect I can understand that the people are devastated that this is happening to them on the hands of its own soldiers. That being said, I think there is a definite high spirit in the sense that people do want freedom, do want democracy. And if the price to pay is that heavy, a lot of them are willing to pay it.
Can you give me a sense of the price that some families have paid that you experienced personally in your visits to the camps?
I think one of the incredible stories that I've seen is a young man from the town of Kafrembel, who who was well known for its very creative signs. And I found him in one of the convalescent homes where he is now paraplegic. And I tried to offer a lot of psychological support to tell him how wonderful and creative their signs are and how many people with disability can do amazing things with their lives. And he surprised me that he had even a higher spirit than mine. And he said, you know, when I protested peacefully, I did it because I believed in something and I think we're going to achieve our goal. And that struck me at the high spirit that he had despite the devastation that has happened to him.
Dr. Louie Al-Khattab is a cardiologist and member of the Syrian American Medical Society, speaking to us from Michigan. He's just returned from the refugee camps on the Syrian-Turkish border. Dr. Al-Khattab, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.